Have you heard of gain-of-function research? It's the testing of genetic changes that add abilities to a species or variant. Find such natural changes or genetically engineer these, and you may find a protein, for example, that has the ability to do new enzymatic reactions or to bind to vulnerable sites on cells of other organisms. The biggest hoopla is now about whether such GOF research led to making SARS-CoV-2, the virus of COVID-19, particularly if this happened at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China in 2019. SARS-CoV-2 did arise by gain of function from a bat virus, possibly through an intermediate species such as the pangolin. But was it natural? Was it deliberate, but unfortunately escaped? Why would anyone try to create super pathogens? There is a good reason, or several reasons. One is to be prepared for natural GOF changes that threaten to release a new pandemic, to know what changes are likely and what are their weak spots for targeting by vaccines or drugs. A corollary reason is to be prepared to act against bioterrorism. An international team visited Wuhan to look for evidence of how the COVID-19 virus got its start. The team had problems of both incomplete data access and personality conflicts. A new team is going very soon. Let's wish them success. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy